Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comisshoon the Man, with the television licence fee on Sunshine 106.8.
Yes, indeed, and you're welcome back. It's time to talk to that time of the show when we talk to one of the members of the community and all of the work that's going on in local club. And this week, it's the turn of Glasnevin Lawn Tennis Club, and I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Paul Barry, the president of that club. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Morning, Reggie. Thanks.
Good, I'm glad to hear it. And not too bad of a morning out there this morning. Looking forward to a good day of sport. But I'm really interested to hear about your club and the history of us and the lawn tennis and the visions of the club and where it's going. First of all, can you tell me a little bit about the history of the club?
Sure, delighted to, Reggie. Glasnevin Tennis Club was formed 115 years ago, and it was noted in the Irish Times at the time. It was a lovely sunny day, beautiful weather, and a little bit of anecdotal stuff we found when we were doing the centenary of the club back in 2009, when the ladies took over the pavilion to change, the men often had to use a nearby hen house as a changing room, and I'm sure that was quite fun for them. But there was a big drought in 1911, and club members had to ferry barrels of water by horse and cart from the River Talca in an effort to prevent the courts turning into dust.
Wow.
So anyway, the club has grown from two courts at that time to now be eight floodlit artificial grass courts. And we have a badminton hall that is mostly used for pickleball now. So good facilities, a nice lounge. Recently refurbished the changing rooms.
Yeah.
And growing club.
Excellent stuff. And I mean, that's the whole point of this section of the show, is to talk about the work and effort that's going on with smaller clubs in the community. It's not fair to call your club small when you're looking at eight courts and pickleball, which I know is a fastly growing new sport alongside paddle, which maybe older members might enjoy quite a bit more because it's not quite as fast as tennis. But, you know, that level of facility and grounds to look after, the membership must have grown quite a bit over the years. How many members do you have now?
We've just over 700 members.
Well, that's big.
Split about 250 juniors under 18. We've about 80 in a separate category we call our young seniors. That's our 21 to 38 group.
Yeah.
And then the balance being seniors.
And tell me, Paul, about, you know, tennis in general, and what's the state of play with it in terms of interest? You know, I've noticed with sport, and it's stating the obvious, but when we have success at maybe international level, like the rugby team are doing, or, you know, in GA, if a county team are doing well, there's interest. We maybe don't have as much of a showcase in tennis that young kids would be looking at and going, I want to do that. Is it hard to grow the sport? Or are you finding that there's lots of interest coming in all the time?
It's not hard to grow at all.
Yeah.
Ireland has not had any real success at an international level in terms of named players and megastars to follow. But at a local level, it's really, really popular. And actually, the COVID pandemic was a massive boost for tennis.
Mm.
Tennis and golf opened up, were the first to open up after restrictions. And we enjoyed, along with all other clubs, a massive boost in terms of participation. And that's actually been maintained since. So it's not just post-pandemic.
And
so people see it as a local sport, community sport, able to play in all years of your life after you've maybe given up the big ball sport in your early 30s or so.
Yeah, yeah.
And able to keep on going with players who are playing in their 80s.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell me, you know, is it a challenge for the club? I mean, tennis may have been looked at somewhat, maybe like cricket in some ways, rugby in many ways as well, has been a little bit elitist. Is it a challenge for the club to overcome that, you know, image and try and attract new players in?
We haven't had that issue in particular.
Good.
So we've had a focus of trying to keep our membership fees low. So it's £100 odd for a junior. It's 300 odd for an adult member, and then we offer a lot of discounts for family members. Mm-hmm. So we've been able to keep it reasonably affordable while still trying to maintain our facilities.
Excellent. And what are the challenges, the other challenges for the club? I mean, I'd imagine, as you said, if you're keeping the membership fees low, maintenance and everything else is going up and only going in one direction. So I suppose finance and maybe even pressure. I'm sure the land is worth a fair few quid at this stage where it's located. Are there those pressures from outside to try and come in and take it over?
Yeah, no, there's no pressure on the land. It's owned by the HSE or the Northwestern Health Board or somebody's health board anyway. It's owned by, so we don't run a 100-year lease at the moment from 2001. So we don't have any of those kind of pressures from developers. We do have pressure on our land in that we don't have enough space to do all that we would want to do to allow members to play. So our courts are very, very busy.
Yeah,
similar to most other clubs in Dublin. So it can be difficult to get a court at times, especially at your preferred peak time.
Absolutely.
But the rest of the finances, we have a lounge bar that is very popular with members, and we'll hold events there, hold social there. In fact, one of the biggest things about Glasnevin's history is that probably a large proportion of the people who live on the north side of Dublin who grew up in the 1950s and 60s remember the Nevin dances, and they met a lot of partners at the Nevin dances. So the social aspect has always been an important part of our fabric.
Well, that's the most important part of it in the community. Paul, it sounds like a wonderful club. I wish you every success for the future, and thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Reggie, thanks so much. And look, I just want to take a quick shout out to wish our four league teams all the best. Next Sunday they're playing in the Winter League finals.
Absolutely.
For the first time, we four times in those finals.
Best of luck to them. Excellent. Well, we wish them the very best of luck. And thanks again for taking the time.
Thanks, Reggie.
Dublin Sporting Communities, funded by Comishune the Man, with the television license fee on Sunshine 106.8.